Hey, it's Friday again, February 4th, 2011. Time for Oroville Radio, offering announcements, interviews, music. And today's weather for this area shows mostly cloudy skies, temperature range 22 to 28 degrees Celsius, humidity 65% with winds northeasterly 15 kilometers per hour. Listen now to an interview with Joe. Joe volunteers at Town Hall in a unique manner. Each morning, she accepts a wide variety of people who give themselves the gift of a 10-minute break to take a seat and allow Joe to lay her hands on head, shoulder, neck with such intuitive pressure and massage. Joe, tell me a little bit about how you got into serving people in this way. Joe is a woman who comes to Town Hall and gives 10-15 minute massages to people as they sit in a chair and changes their entire outlook. How did you determine what a beautiful work it is that you do in Oroville?
Well, this was my work in Australia for 17 years. I used to work helping people going through accidents and any sort of difficulties, physical or psychic or mental problems, and I have found out a lot of things through these many years of experiences, which brings me to work my own way and do my own cooking in some ways. And I must say that I have also worked a lot on myself, because I believe that if you are in alignment yourself with what is and the present time, then you have the space to approach another person.
That makes a lot of sense. I could say from my own experience that when you begin to work on my head, my neck, my shoulders, it takes me into another space altogether, and all the worries and all the plans and all the ideas that I have to get up and go and run because I'm behind, it just smoothens out and finds a balance. You must feel it too while you're giving it, no?
Absolutely, I feel it too. And I also know that everyone have this perfection in themselves, within themselves, but they're just not connected with it because of the factors of life and having to do and things and to deal with computers and people and questions and things like that that are outside of one's own reality. So when we connect back to the reality inside, then we can learn how to be outside while still connected with the reality inside. And this is the purpose why I work where people are really in full activities, and I ask them to take 10 minutes away from their work to do this experience and see for themselves the changes it makes in their day.
Thank you, Joe. We are really blessed to have you here. I think I could speak for everyone. It's such a gift that you came to Oroville and that you further came to Town Hall.
Well, it was something that just came to me, and I think that at the beginning I didn't know if it was the right thing to do. And as I do it, I start to understand that is something, it's a good sharing, it's a good way of sharing and to progress all together, because it is no point to progress on your own. So if you feel that you are progressing, that means there is something to share there. And this is why I'm actually doing this, and it's a joy for me as well.
So Joe is stationed outside the front of Town Hall, or sometimes to the side, with a chair. And people make appointments, 10-minute appointments, and they come and sit down and walk away transformed.
Basically, yes, they walk away back to the essential, to what they are truly inside of themselves. And this is actually the very point where true transformation can happen. So you are actually saying it right.
Thank you, Joe.
Thank you, Malinka, very much.
Tomorrow evening, February 5th at 6:30, an art video entitled Manos de Agua, Hands of Water, taking place at Creativity Community's Hall of Light. Director Mario Garignani himself will personally introduce the show, followed by a potluck dinner. General meeting on Thursday, February 10th at 5 p.m. on housing. This is a reminder, a change of venue. It will be in Town Hall, not at the Sri Aurobindo World Center for Human Unity as initially planned. The Entry Service, the Housing Service, L'Avenir d'Auroville, and Funds Assets Management Committee are eager to share their information about the shortage of housing for at least 100 Aurovillians, 114 newcomers, 180 newcomers coming up, 219 youths of Auroville, and 25 friends of Auroville. So they will talk about the steps taken by the Entry Service concerning this housing shortage, the possible solutions for newcomer housing, developmental plan with Housing Service and L'Avenir d'Auroville, some socioeconomic reflections, housing finance, and an overview on various options to provide project funding. Well, it's up to the Residents' Assembly to help find the solutions, validate the priorities, and legitimize the decisions. Another meeting to follow up on this issue will follow. Excerpted from Sri Aurobindo the following. To take everything as coming from the divine is a very good attitude if one can truly take it. If you neglect the chain of intermediate causes, whatever happens has the sanction of the Supreme. This is a cause superior to everything. For the Bhakta, whatever happens is for the best, and he takes everything in that light. No doubt, hostile forces are recognized as hostile, but from a special standpoint. Ultimately, all powers come from the divine, assisting in the work. They throw difficulties at us in order to test our strength. It's just the divine that has created the opposition and sends you a defeat so that you may conquer hereafter, which is necessary in order to go beyond the ego's sense of its own responsibility. You've been listening to Auroville Radio with Marlenka on microphone, in studio Andrea, Miriam, and Yahalom. Questions and comments may be directed to auroville radio.org. Thanks for listening.